Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Use for all the players. Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy speaking to the media around 1 o'clock today. We'll have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. Steph, on if they go shopping for another big free agent. Take a listen here.
Yeah, like I said, there's a little bit more clarity on what we have. Jimmy being, you know, a big part of that. There are obviously guys in this league. If for whatever reason come available, every team's going to call. This is how it works, whether stuff happens or not. More times than not, it doesn't. But we have clarity on what we have in terms of our core and experience. But we do know, you know, we need to probably get a little bit bigger across the board. Struggle shooting at times. Like, those can be addressed, but how and how you get to that, I think, is what Mike's going to have to figure out. And, you know, we got confidence that he can do it. So I like the vibe that we have a little bit more clarity and a little bit more understanding of what me, Jimmy, Draymond have been able to do this last, whatever, 3 months. Try to make a few tweaks and make it as good as possible.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte? Good morning. Look at that smile on your face. New York Yankees hat and everything. Oh, Paul, put his mic up.
Get my mic up.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
It's only been a month.
There's no snare in my headphones.
Like, come on, guys.
It's only been months of doing this.
I mean, come on, man. What is going on back there? It is Friday. I know you guys mail it in on Fridays.
Not today. Did you listen to Anthony Slater?
No, I did listen to Anthony Slater. I did listen to Slater. Very political. I'll tell him that. No, I'm kidding.
He said JK might be a Warrior next year, and I think that's
surprised
a lot of people.
Yeah, that's not happening. I'll put my bottom dollar on that.
Are you reporting that?
No, I'm not reporting that.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I know. I know where you're going. I know where you're going. But I don't think Joe Lacob wants to let Jonathan Kuminga go, but if you're Kuminga and you're not guaranteed rotation minutes, and you just put together those four games without even being part of the picture. And I'm not saying he was perfect in these games, but he's the only guy who really could stay in front of his man where it was blow-by city for the Golden State Warriors. Point of attack defense was kind of concerning when they traded Andrew Wiggins. Point of attack defense, it matters, folks. Don't listen to the online jabronis who say point of attack defense is overrated. Well, they broke down the Warriors' defense at will, whether they were in zone, in man, it did not matter. They got wide open look after wide open look, and it was getting more open by the series end. So I don't see a situation where JK wants to be here, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but just reading the tea leaves where he's like, I don't know. And I know Steve Kerr is going to speak a little bit later today. If he didn't fit on this roster, what the hell makes you think he's going to fit next season with Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph Curry? He's as good as gone, and I hope we enjoyed the Kuminga experience. I think he's gone. There's no I put a 90% chance that he's playing in a different uniform next season.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow, 90% chance. Okay. I'll take your word on that. I'm looking at this team and I have so many questions. Like, this whole married to Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, there's spacing issues.
Oh.
Okay, galore. And I suggested yesterday that this is what I would do. Draymond's extremely important, right? Obviously, he connects a lot of their lineups defensively. I don't think he can be a starter for this team all year next year and think that come playoff time, he is going to have enough left in the tank and they will have enough guys humming offensively to be able to offset the spacing issues. So I think he should embrace that Iggy role. 18 to 25 minutes a night during the regular season, come off the bench, you're in the closing lineup, you're in that small ball five to end games, but for the bulk of the year, I can do different lineups where you're not that small ball five in the bulk of the game, but I don't want to start games in the clunkiness because I think one thing that really stuck out to me in the playoffs is starting games, their offense was suspect. And so I think it's easier to bring him off the bench, conserve him a little, preserve him a little so that he's better down the stretch, down the end. And I think him being in that closing lineup is the most important. I'd work backwards. Well, people were losing their minds that I even suggested it.
Well, no, it's something they're going to have to consider. And this is why I would consider it. The guy shot 26-25% from the three-point line over the course of the postseason. You could count on one hand how many really impactful games he had. And it happened to be offensively when he got the three-point shot roll in the game 7 against Houston and game 1 against Minnesota. Wow, look at that. When he's aggressive offensively, they're a different team. But it's not consistent enough. And so then I say to myself, okay, Steve is saying that he's the greatest defense player ever. He was in the finalist for the DPOY. And I watched what Şengün did, and I just watched what Julius Randle did. And at times I watched what Naz Reid did. And I'm saying, Colbert. Well, if this is my guy, you got to cut the water off somewhere. Julius Randle had 23 assists over game 2 and game 3.
He's incredible.
Dropped a triple-double.
He
was their best player in the series.
25, 8, and 7.
Yeah, he was their best player. So if Draymond is not guarding their top front court player, and I got Draymond Green, who many consider the greatest defensive player ever. That's an argument, and, you know, I got my favorites, and he's up there on the short list. But, I grew up watching Hakeem, Jordan, Pippen, Robin, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. Like, we've just forgotten. So if that's the case, you know, you're going to run this back with the space. And then, by the way, Jimmy Butler is only shot 30% from the three-point line.
Yep.
And he's not blown by his guys. We talked about this during the season. Look, and Mully asked a great question. I want to ask you guys. When they traded for Jimmy, I get it. They had to make a move. I was against the move because I thought, well, what is it going to do? But they had to make a move.
And I thought it was a good move.
I concede that. But were they better or did they just look different? Were they better with Jimmy or did they look different?
No, I thought they were better, but they also played lesser opponents. And there was a sense of urgency that they played with as a team that they didn't play with at all prior to him coming. Right. I think because of where they were record-wise and into the season, the longer it went, though, I do think that the problems that we all thought on the front end started to rear their head. It had to do with sophisticated defenses, game planning against them, and then I think the lack of shooting around them. And just stylistically, we talk so much about Kuminga doesn't play the system. Jimmy plays nowhere near the ball movement. that they want to do. He's a ball stopper. He likes to hold it. And next 13, 12, 11, 10. Then he starts to get into his action. And if you don't have a lot of shooters spaced out around him, I think that the half-court offense is really bottled up. I would make the move. I would make the move 10 out of 10 times that they made. That being said, I'm also not opposed to thinking like, okay, it was good, but if I could flip Jimmy for something else, yeah, I would be open-minded. It'd have to be the right deal.
We're in lockstep here. What about you, Joe?
I was very disappointed and quote-unquote, maybe that's my own expectations I put on him, just Jimmy Butler. As soon as Steph went down, I get it. It's a tall task. But we all gassed this guy up. I did it, and I had to take a step back yesterday. There's a Grand Canyon gap between Stephen Curry as a superstar and Jimmy Butler as a star. And I needed to check myself because when they made the trade, I was like, wow, they got another legit playoff performer. But you know what? That was a different team and a different player in a different situation. Yeah. And he was younger.
And he was in the Eastern Conference. You're playing in the West.
Correct.
Well, you got some long athletic dudes in Houston, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Dallas, the Clippers. The Lakers are going to retool. Listen, the West is not getting easier.
I was disappointed.
I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but one thing, we touched on this a couple months ago. There's an Orlando game in Orlando where Stephen Curry scored 56. And Willie tipped it off. That's why I watched the game with Willie. I'm like, oh, wow. And then I start to see it, and I'm like, oh, snap. Oh, I see it now. Jonathan Isaac and Paolo Banchero was guarding Jimmy Butler, which allowed Orlando to not double him. They had a longer, bigger guy on Jimmy Butler. We saw it down in South Beach, Miami, when Bam Adebayo completely took Jimmy Butler out of the game.
Yep.
What did Minnesota do? They basically played straight up on Jimmy with McDaniels, Randall, or Edwards. It did not go for his pump fakes. It kept him off the free throw line. You know why? Because Jimmy right now at this stage of his career, look, he was really good for the Warriors. There's no doubt. They don't make the playoffs without Jimmy. But he had trouble blowing by his guy off the dribble. And when he's driving to the paint in the middle of the defense and there's 6 seconds left and he's throwing grenade balls to guys who are non-shooters, yeah, the offense is going to get bogged down at times. So I don't know how you can run it with Draymond and Jimmy in that same lineup there. So I'm kind of with you with tinkering some things if you do run it back with the top three.
It's a great point, Bonte. And Udonis Haslam, former teammate of him, he's now with ESPN, but he made a great point where he said Jimmy Butler, what he does best is prey and expose other players' weaknesses. If those players aren't showing weaknesses and they're a better player overall than Jimmy, they're going to have their way more often than not with him because he's a guy that's more mental. He does have physical intangibles. He's a bigger guy.
He's 35.
But he's 35. He's not, you know, again, Anthony folks, Edwards.
Again, there's no team that's ever won a championship in NBA history when your top three players are 37, 35, 35. So I understand why Joe Lacob and Bob Myers and now Mike Dunleavy was trying to make this thing work with the youngsters. Now, watching the Celtic City doc, I started going back in history thinking about all the dynasties, right? The Celtics had lulls after dynasties. And then they tried it with Lynn Bias and Reggie Lewis. And they both died. They both died, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, the Bulls, they just ended up blowing it up. Shaq and Kobe, which they traded Shaq. There were some dark days for the L.A. Lakers. San Antonio tried to thread the needle with Kawhi Leonard. And hell, they were maybe the closest team to extending it and in Kawhi's ankle in game one against the Golden State Warriors in 2016, or 2017, I should say. Zaza goes underneath. All of a sudden, Kawhi's not there anymore. He walks out of San Antonio. It is hard to keep things going, which is why I still scratch. Like, during that series, I don't know if it was just me. And I'm watching game three where the Warriors probably, that was the game to steal.
Oh.
They're up four going into the fourth quarter.
He didn't score in the final 7 minutes.
He went 1-7 in the fourth quarter. 1-7 in the fourth quarter. But I kept thinking while watching the Warriors dribble, 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 shot clock's running down, dribble, dribble, dribble. They can't penetrate the paint. They can't get 2 feet in the paint. I kept thinking about Jordan Poole saying, damn. Oh, because in the article that Slater and Marcus Thompson just wrote, they just wrote this yesterday. And I had to take a lap. I had to take a walk around the neighborhood after reading this one. I'm not going to lie. I got a little infuriated. Slater and Thompson wrote this in The Athletic yesterday. But the need for their offensive punch was magnified this postseason. Some of the organization who landed on the side of exploring Podziemski's value see a need for more of a Jordan Poole type of playmaker, a confident shooter and offensive creator who can share in the playmaking load with Curry and Butler. Both veterans will require rest and management next regular season. So that's the other thing. You're going to need to rest and load manage your veterans And by the way, when Jimmy got here, they didn't play OKC. They didn't play Minnesota. They played the Lakers once. They played the Clippers once. Who else? Denver. They played Denver basically without Jokic.
Houston.
They played them once and they lost. They played them twice. They beat them before the All-Star break, but they lost on 8-for-6 when Steph Curry got 3 points. So you're going to see the whole enchilada next season in the Western Conference. And
Mavericks are going to be better. You think the Spurs are going to do things like Cooper Flagg. The Mavericks, by the way. Yeah.
What you haven't addressed is the financial thing. So like part of why Poole was, you know, so important and Kuminga and Moody and Wiseman before their extensions, the fountain of youth in this league is Chet Holmgren on a rookie deal, is Jalen Williams on a current rookie deal, Jordan Poole when he was on a rookie deal. If you're going to have bloated, expensive contracts and guys who are very, you know, at top of the market, if you will, in $60 million Steph, which he's earned, and $25 million Draymond a couple years ago, $50 million Clay, you need to have these guys making dirt cheap who are unbelievable value. And so the part on the missing of the draft picks isn't just the player and the playmaking and all that. It's tremendous value for your organization. And it's the lifeline for sustainability because you get bird rights and you can go over certain luxury taxes. And once you lose those pieces and those players, it becomes very difficult to assemble a team when three guys, Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond are making $140 to $150 million, and the first apron is $190. Right. It's just very difficult.
Well, no, it's going to be very difficult. And I know if Kuminga's the one piece that they have here, and sure, you want cheap assets, but you want your stars. You want to build a great team around your stars. And, you know, that's where the Draymond dynamic comes into play. That's where the Jimmy – because Draymond Green's one of the best defenders, but Julius Randle had his way.
Julius Randle
had his way. And Draymond's not getting younger, right? Now, some of that you could say, well, the point of attack defense is so bad, Bonte, that the defense got broken down anyway.
Buddy
did his job for me.
He hit 15 threes in the series.
He is who he is. Yeah. I thought Buddy is your seventh man is going to be great value for the Warriors moving forward. This was Pod's first postseason.
Yeah.
I thought he showed a lot of fight in game 5. I thought he showed a lot of grit, but he hit a speed bump. And in the ideal worlds, Pods is a 25-minute guy, but he's his starter. I'm not so sure about that.
I think he's a backup point.
But you know what? It's hard for me to be mad at Pods in this situation. No. I'll look at the big dogs. And when I look at the big dogs and I see Jimmy Butler making, what is it, $55 million next year? And when you get paid that money, that's number one alpha dog. I'm Batman type.
Buddy. I can win a game. Steph out.
Yep. They lost four straight.
Game.
They lost four straight. And Jimmy took 20 shots in the last two games. 20
and,
shots.
And you precede that. You precede that because you were on air, but I'm watching the Celtics without Jason Tatum,
Jaylen Brown,
who are a better team, overcome for one night and win one game that the Warriors couldn't.
Yep.
And it really bugged me.
Game 3 was the game that they have, but you know what bugged me, obviously, was the JK stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously, I was on the show, and we've taken a lot of calls over the last 4 years. I remember the first day, Shasky and I drove up to Sacramento to go watch JK's first ever game at the California Classic. And Tim Roy talking about, this guy reminds me a little of Ron Artest. And this guy was getting DMPs. And I think, you know, you can say what you want about him, and I know online's going to say a lot about him, and, you know, people are going to nitpick things about rebounding or whatnot. Sure, he needs to rebound better. But for this guy getting 4 DMPs and basically being used as a, let's break glass in case of an emergency and play Kuminga. And all of a sudden, we're like, oh, wow, Kuminga can play with Jimmy. Oh, wow, Kuminga gets thrown into a conference semifinal. This is the Western Conference semifinals, folks. This ain't a game in January. This ain't some regular game in late February. This is the Western Conference Finals against a team that went to the Western Conference Finals last season.
Yeah.
And Kuminga goes out there. 8-for-18, goes 8-for-11. It's like, all right, let's see what happens next. Oh, let me go get a 30 burger and I gotta have a game. Oh, let me go get 23. Oh, wait, let me go get another 22 and try to guard Anthony Edwards.
I thought he was
There was a lot of flaws in this game. I get it. But damn it, this guy went 11-for-12 from the free throw line in one of the games. And he's 22 years old.
He was one of few players, real quick, Bonte, that looked athletically comparable to what they were playing against.
In a league full of athletes. And I'm on a team that's unathletic. That's not one of the more athletic teams in the NBA. And I got this guy sitting on the bench, and he comes out there and does that. And people say, oh, well, he's a scrub. Just send him to Brooklyn, or he's a scrub. You know how many NBA people are looking around the league saying, damn, That guy could play. Lake up in the same article was like, people sitting behind me was like, wow, Kuminga, did you see Justin Jefferson sitting courtside? He was talking about, he was sitting next to J.J. McCarthy. He goes, I saw Kuminga down in high school when I was in Miami. He was in high school. He was killing dudes. Matt Barnes, Gilbert, everybody in the world has said, why wasn't Kuminga playing? And that, to me, was the most infuriating aspect of this postseason, is watching that young man go out there and ball. But I wasn't surprised. Were you surprised? Because we saw it 2 years ago. We saw it last year.
You know where I stand on
that. So you know where I stand. That part right there, and they're going to lose another young asset, and we're going to roll back with a team. And look, Curry's still playing at a high level. But where's Draymond going to be at, and where's Jimmy going to be at 35, 36?
The thing for me that's the most irritating, I do this show every day. I see all the talking, the texting, the calling. Like, I see all of it, and there's some things I'm guilty on and some things that drive me nuts. We talk pods. We talk Kuminga. They're 22.
Yep.
They're making very little.
Yes.
Okay? Draymond, if you even suggest that he had a poor playoff, people are like, you don't win any championships with him. I'm not talking about what happened before. I'm analyzing what I just watched. Nope. And what I just watched was Julius Randle go 25, 7.5, and 6, 8 for 27 from 3, and Julius Randle 22 of 23 from the free throw line, and Draymond did nothing on him.
Well,
after campaigning for 2 weeks about DPOY, and then I watched every big body him down the stretch.
Well, that was the thing. And Draymond mentioned it after game 7, where he said, I was embarrassed about game 6. Well, I was embarrassed about what happened to the Houston series. The Houston series was not... Going into Game 7, Draymond Green had 19 turnovers and only 18 assists. 19 turnovers, 18 assists, and was averaging 6 points a game. All right? And shooting in the mid-20s from the three-point line. Then you get to Minnesota, and here's, again, I asked JTA and Festus about this, and I asked Bully. I come from the old school. I grew up watching basketball in the 90s. Hell, even Reuben Patterson. That's a name from the past, right? From
Cincinnati. Kobe stopper.
The quote unquote Kobe. But that's what dudes did. They said, I want to guard the best.
Yes.
I'm going to shut off the water. And I'm looking at our guy, Draymond Green, who was a finalist for the DPOY. There's Julius Randle. And I get it. Julius Randle is giving Draymond the business at times. But you're Draymond Green. Julius Randle is cooking. He's dropping dimes. He's dropping triple doubles. He's facilitating. He's bringing the ball up the floor. That's got to, Draymond's got to put him in the box. And maybe 5 years ago he does, but he didn't in this series. And that is alarming when you say, okay, he's 35. He's not guarding Julius Randle. Julius Randle's cooking anyway. And when he does guard Julius Randle, he doesn't care. He's going at him. I'm listening to the T-Wolves in the tunnel saying, go at him, go at him, go at him. Like literally on their side, like, go at him, go at him, go at him. They were not afraid of him. And then you add to the point that offensively, because everybody starts talking about offense. Oh, the Warriors need more offense. They need more offense. He shot in the mid-20s from the three-point line.
And to me, the lineup about Kuminga can't play with Jimmy. No, the lineup that was really bad for them, and I'm not trying to pick on the youngster, it pods in Draymond because both do the same thing. They dribbled too much. They weren't hitting from the outside, and no one was guarding them. Gobert was allowed to sag off Draymond all series.
Yeah, I'm with you because all of a sudden, and then last year, real quick, because you're spot on, Chasky. Just thinking about the Kuminga situation again. Last year was Wiggins and Kuminga can't play together. And then by the end of the year, they were playing together and playing very well together. This year is Jimmy, Dre, and Kuminga can't play together.
You know, the 30 minutes that they played on the court together just wasn't good enough.
Plus minus.
Jimmy and JK played just fine. And Jimmy said it.
Yep.
I could play with JK.
Yep. We could thrive.
What did Kuminga do?
He thrived.
He scored 63 of the 94 points in game number 3.
Let me take it
or 97, whatever it is.
Anyone else stepped up in that game, they win it. Anyone else.
Well, and GP2 just wasn't good in the playoffs. No. Like, no one wants it. We like him. He's a good guy.
He had a rough playoff.
He had a rough playoff. Like a minus 57.
I mean, he's there for point of attack defense. And you know what? Minnesota scored 72 points in the paint in game 5. 72 points in the paint. I mean, it's just. So, yes, they got older. They need to get more athletic. And the problem is, what wiggle room do they have? Now, Jonathan Kuminga is a great piece. I would look the other way. And look, we're 2 months away from a wild offseason. I think this is going to be one of the wildest off seasons in the NBA. I think Booker's gone out of Phoenix. I think KD's going somewhere.
Giannis is gone.
Dallas Mavericks. Denver's going to do something.
Michael Porter Jr. Give them
their credit.
Yeah.
That is a tough, hard-nosed, greedy basketball team. For them to force a game 7, oh, my God. I can't get enough of that series. But there's going to be a lot of things happening. I wonder if the Warriors will sit back after these pressers a month from now, looking at the league and saying, boy, you got to have at least 4 offensive threats out there on the floor. Would they consider the unthinkable of pivoting off the core and breaking up the core? And would you go Steph Kuminga and add some other pieces, some big boys in here? Or would you run it back with Dre, Jimmy, and Steph?
I don't think running it back, like if we're talking about making the playoffs, running it back, yeah, you can make playoffs. But I think there's a ceiling on it. I don't think it's a championship team.
It's a young man's league. Look at the West.
I know.
They're all like, LeBron got bounced in the first round. He's too old. Him and Luka, like that's not working anymore.
To be close-minded,
it's a young man's game.
If you're just operating this offseason with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, and we can only trade the others, I don't think you can get significantly better.
888-957-9570.
Your hamstring.
You can hit us up on the Boxer and Gersten Work Injury Attorney's text line if you have any questions for Bonte. He's in studio for us the entire hour, courtesy of River Islands, obviously pre- and post-game host for NBC Sports Bay Area when it comes to the Warriors. And now some Giants, I'm sure, on the horizon now, Bonte.
We don't need to talk about them now. My first series is Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals next Tuesday and Wednesday.
You're going to wear your Bo Jackson jersey or what?
I should wear it. That would be pretty cool.
Salvador Perez was the last guy on the Royals roster to play in the Giants World Series in 2014.
We'll have a lot of fun with that.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
To Pablo Sandoval.
We're going to get into Stephen Curry going down in game one and how obviously that affected this series.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.